أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أولئك يعرضون على ربهم ويقول الأشهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. آية 18 of Surah Hud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And who can be more unjust and more wrong than the one who forges lies and who fabricates lies against Allah? أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says that those people will be presented before their Rabb. وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. And on the day of Qiyamah, when they will be presented before their Rabb, the witnesses shall say that these are the ones who have fabricated lies against Allah. Al-Ashhad, the witnesses, could mean the Malaika. The Malaika will be the witnesses and will stand as witnesses and testify against them. Al-Ashhad could also refer to the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ashhad, the witnesses, could also refer to the believers from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As elsewhere we have discussed, that Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informs the believers that you shall stand as witnesses against the other people and against the other communities. And you will testify that Allah did in fact send prophets to them. Al-Ashhad could also refer to the limbs of the body. These are different witnesses and testifiers that testify against people on the day of Qiyamah. Al-Ashhad, or witnesses, could also refer to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zilzal that the earth is a recorder. It records everything, every detail, every act that we perform, wherever it is performed, the earth instantly records it. And then on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will be given the ability to speak of all the deeds that were performed on it at every given time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these witnesses, in whichever form they shall appear, they will say, when these people are presented before their Rabb, that certainly they are the ones who had fabricated lies against the Rabb. Allah says, Allah, beware, la'natullahi ala al-zalimin, the curse of Allah lies and rests on these unjust, wrong people. Alladhina yasudduna an sabilillah. Who are they? Who are the unjust ones? Who are those that are absolutely unjust and who are guilty of committing this type of injustice and wrong? Allah says they are the ones who prevent others from the way of Allah. They are the ones who do not want to see others reaching Allah. Every time a person wants to do something that will take him closer to Allah, these people will criticize him, they will condemn him, and they will try their level best to turn him away from the path that will lead him to Allah. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. And they are such people who seek crookedness in this way of Allah. Today, as I said, mentioned earlier, that this is not only, today unfortunately, it's not only the doings of disbelievers and non-believers. Sometimes you find even people who claim to be Muslims try to seek out crookedness in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by raising different types of objections and so forth against certain commandments of Allah. Allah says, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And the disbelievers who do this, who constantly try and swerve and persuade others from the way of Allah, they disbelieve in the Akhirah. They do not believe in the afterlife. أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, but rest assured, so these people will never be able to frustrate the plan of Allah on earth. No matter what efforts, no matter what propaganda, no matter what type of schemes and strategies they use to try and turn people away from Allah and to defame the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they can never frustrate Allah's deen, they can never frustrate the plan of Allah on earth. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا. And they shall never have any supporters besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people who have made it their mission to prevent others from the way of Allah and who constantly want to criticize the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them the punishment shall be multiplied in the Akhirah. مَا كَانُوا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ السَّمْعَ. Allah says they could not hear. They could not hear. While in this earth, they could not hear, they could not listen to the message of Islam. وَمَا كَانُوا يُبْصِرُونَ Nor could they see. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the ones who have brought loss upon themselves. No one is to blame but themselves. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And all the lies that they had fabricated, all the propaganda and all the criticism that they had leveled against Islam and the Muslims and against Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, all of that will disappear and vanish. It will have no substance and no basis. لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, invariably, these people are certainly the biggest losers in the Akhirah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to speak of those who have brought iman. What will their situation be? That will be the situation of the disbelievers who wish to divert the believers away from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا But indeed those who have brought iman, وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And who continuously carry out acts of righteousness, وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ And they humble themselves before their Rabb. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ They are the companions of Jannah, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They shall abide therein forever. مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a parable between the sincere believers and the disbelievers. Allah says the example of the two groups, كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمْ is like a person who is blind and deaf. كَالْأَعْمَى a person who is blind and deaf on the one side, وَالْبَصِيرِ وَالْسَّمِيعِ and on the other side you have somebody who has the ability to see and the ability to hear. Can we ever compare the two? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the two groups that you have. So the disbelievers and these people who are guilty of injustice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, they are like a blind and deaf person, while the believers, they are basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are like the person who can see, who has full ability to see, wasami', and the one who has the full ability to hear. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, can the example of these two ever be the same? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Will you then not take heed and be mindful of the warnings of Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.